G'day all, this is Scott Rutkowski in Sydney, Australia, and today I'm going to do an unboxing and setting up of the Nexus 4 Google phone. I just got this phone momentarily actually, it was about 5-10 minutes ago, and I thought to myself, well, it'd be nice to do an unboxing, and we will do that now. So, what I've done, I haven't opened the actual box of the phone itself. I've just opened the box with it, the box on the outside of the phone, because it had all this tape and stuff all over it, and it was annoying. So I had to break that off and everything. So I've also taken the SIM card out of my old iPhone, and it's ready to go into the Nexus 4. So basically, we've got this beautiful box here. I have absolutely no idea what's on the box or even its colour or anything like that. But it does have a sleeve on the outside of the box. So I'm going to slide the sleeve off the box. Here we are. And I'll put it here to the side. It even smells like it's brand new. It's really cool. Now, it's actually different to an iPhone box. It's got a bit of tape holding the lid on. So I've got to get that little bit of tape off on each side of the box, because it's probably there to keep it closed, I would assume. So that's one piece gone. Okay, and we'll just... hang on, I didn't quite get it, but anyway. Oh, there we go, we got that. And now we'll just get this last piece of tape here. We'll just remove that from the box, from the side of the box. There, that's gone. Now, with the Nexus 4, it's got it, there we go. Now, with the Nexus 4, I've been told that it does come with two, like, pieces of wrapping on either side of the phone. I've been advised by a friend who works for LG that you have to keep the bottom piece of plastic underneath the phone, which contains your EIMI number, which all GSM phones have. So I will be doing that. So this is an unlocked handset. I'll be very, very interested to see whether the accessibility can be accessed without assistance out of the box without asking for any help. So it's going to be very, very interesting recording. So I'm going to take the top off the box. It's just like an iPhone box where you can lift the top off. It's very, very similar. It's a little bit rougher than an iPhone box. It's about the same size, a bit wider, obviously because the phone's a 4.7 inch display. So we'll take the lid off here. Here we are. And we'll stick it over here with the sleeve. There we go. Put that over there. Right. Now, that is so nice. The phone just sits in the top of the box. You just can't describe what it's like to hold your very first Android device. This is my very first device, and I want to use the Android phone. I'm still going to keep my iPhone, obviously, but I want to be part of the Android world now, because I've read so many good things about it. I've spoken to my good friend Jerry, who has one. Not a Nexus 4, he's got a Galaxy Nexus. So we'll take the phone out of here. Here we go, I'm just trying. Oh man, it feels so shiny and everything. Now, does this have plastic on it? I don't think this does have any plastic. If it does, I can't feel any on here. No. I don't think there's plastic on here. Oh, if there is. That's now off the top of the screen. I'll just put that over here. Actually, I'll put it back in the box, actually, might be the best thing for now. Just in case we need to keep it for something, you never know. Okay, that's the top done. Now there's this piece on the back which I need to keep. I think there's a piece on the back. I can't be sure. Or maybe there's not. I can't be sure. But anyway. Okay. The phone is quite a wide phone. I don't think there is a piece on the back, actually. So, I was told that there would be, but it doesn't appear. No, I don't think there is plastic on the back. So, interesting. The sides feel really nice, easy to hold device. At the top of the phone, there's a headphone jack on the top left. Then if you, there's nothing else along the top. If you go to the right, on the right side at the top, just below the top right corner, there's a power button. Nothing else down the right hand side. And if you go to the left, you've got a volume rocker. It's just one long volume rocker, not separate controls or anything like that. And at the base of the phone, there's a USB, mini USB, and a power socket down here. Actually, no, that is the power socket. What am I talking about? So, yeah, the power socket, USB connector are the same socket for charging the device. So I think what we'll do, we won't explore the rest of the box. I think I'll pause the recording. Actually, no, we will explore the rest of the box. It's not fair just to leave everybody hanging. So we'll just put this phone over here. What else do we get in this box? Let's have a look here. If I can work out how to... Yep, there we go. The tray just comes out like that. Piece of cardboard. What else gets in, get in here? Some kind of a manual booklet kind of thing. Yeah, put that over here. You also get a USB charging cable, some other kind of, oh, that's the eject tool, I'm pretty certain, I think. I'll leave that down there just in case. That is the charging cable, no doubt. Let's have a look. No, I'll open it later. And then in the other compartment, there's the, wow, that's a, definitely a different charger to what I was expecting. It's a wall adapter. At one end you have a USB socket, and at the other end you have the Australian wall outlet connectors. It's got some cellophane stuff around the edge, which I am now going to remove because it doesn't need to be on here. So we'll just remove that now. At least I don't think it's needed. Let me just remove the rest of this here. Let me see. Oh, there's a bit more here. Let's just get rid of that. Don't need the cellophane on here. Now, that's pretty much all you get in the box. There's nothing else in the box itself. Take the rest of this bloody rubbish off here. I'm not sure whether you're supposed to take all this off. Maybe you're not, but oh well, it's coming off now. It's just cellophane on the charging business, which is no point having it there if it's not needed. There's a bit more here too. I'm going to pause this recording while I remove the rest of this because it's pointless leaving everybody just hanging. And I will put the SIM card into the phone. It appears the SIM slot is on the left side of the device. So I'm going to pause the recording, put the SIM card into the phone, and be back to power it up and see how we go with accessibility options on the Nexus 4. Okay, I've got the SIM in the phone. So, hopefully I got it in the right way and everything. It feels like it is correct. So, I'm going to turn it on. And hopefully we will feel the vibration. Which is really cool about Android devices. you actually get the vibration when you turn the phone on. A little vibration, unlike on an Apple phone, you don't get that when you turn it on. It just, you got to just guess when it comes up. So I was told to leave the phone on for about 20 seconds and then put two fingers a little bit, an inch apart, flat on the screen for accessibility. So here we go. I'm going to press the button for 2 seconds. Whoops. Yep, it vibrated. And we will wait for 20 seconds to be on the safe side. And then we will put two fingers on the screen and see what happens when we actually see what happens here. So I'll just move over here, move this out of the way. Okay. Let's give this a little bit more time. Let's see what happens when we put two fingers flat on the screen.
Continue touching the screen until you hear.
We heard something. Okay, well, we heard part of the first announcement, continue touching the screen until you hear. But so far, that's all we've heard. So we'll try again, just to see what happens.
Continue touching the screen until you hear a beep to enable accessibility mode.
Okay.
Accessibility mode enabled. Accessibility tutorial. Touch disabled while tutorial is speaking. When explore by touch is turned on, you can touch the screen to learn what's under your finger. For example, the current screen contains app icons. Find one of them by touching the screen and sliding your finger around, showing items 1 to 15 of 31.
Okay, so we have accessibility. Very nice. Let's just see what happens here when we try this.
Camera.
There we
Good.
Go.
Keep sliding your finger around the screen until you find at least one more icon. Phone. You can also explore by swiping your finger left and right anywhere on the screen. Try quickly swiping from left to right to move to the next icon.
Let's try it.
Gmail. To activate something that you've explored, tap the screen twice. Explore until you find the calculator icon. Then double tap anywhere on the screen to activate it.
Okay, let's try that. So we'll look for the calculator icon.
Clock. People. Clock. Email. Gallery. Camera. Gmail.
It's got to be here.
Maps. Messaging.
Keep in mind, this is the first time I've used an Android phone. So just for the very first time, I mean, I've used other friends' phones in the past, but not having been through this tutorial, it's very cool.
Play music. Play store.
It's got to be here.
Settings. Talk. Exit button.
Okay, so we'll go back to the top.
Clock. Gmail. Play Store. Play Music.
Let's see.
Gmail. Clock. People. Phone. Lesson 1.
There we go.
Exploring the screen. You found the calculator icon. Double tap anywhere on the screen to activate the icon.
Okay, let's do it.
Calculator. Clicked.
Okay.
To move to the next lesson, find the next button, located near the bottom right corner of the screen, then double tap to activate it.
Okay, so we'll do that now.
Exit button.
I'm going to exit because I don't really want to continue the rest of this tutorial. It'll be on a bit more, so we'll just exit now.
Setup wizard, welcome.
Okay. So here's the setup wizard that people were talking about. And we will touch the screen and see what happens when we go to the right. Let's have a look.
Edit box, English United Kingdom.
Okay, now, I don't want English United Kingdom, or maybe I do. Maybe I will pick another language. Let me see if I can see if there's English Australia. I don't know if there is, so we will see.
Welcome.
Let me just pause this recording while I check something out here. Okay, so in the time that I paused, I had to go and answer the phone here, but I've switched it to English United States because I prefer the female voice than the UK voice. So I'm going to click on this start button and see what happens here.
English United Kingdom button.
Gotta find the button here.
Edit box. Welcome. English edit box. Start button.
Click that.
Clicked. Select Wi-Fi. Select Wi-Fi. Showing items 1 to 3 of 3.
Okay, I've got to choose Wi-Fi. So I will choose my network.
Home secured with... Home secured with WPA/WPA2 WPS available. Home secured with WPA/WPA2 WPS available.
Okay, well...
Home secured with WPA...
Keep reading it out.
Cupcake secured with WPA/WPA2 WPS available.
I'll pick the home one.
PWR.
Where is home?
Cupcake... Home sec...
Whoops, there it is.
PW... Home secured with...
There.
Alert home signal strength excellent security WPA/WPA2PSK password show advanced options cancel connect
okay.
Edit box password.
I've got to plug in some headphones to actually hear my password, so I will pause the recording, put in my password, and be right back to continue the rest of the setup. If I could find the Victorita stream. Okay. I pretty much skipped the signing into Google at the moment because when tapping the sign in button after putting in my password and username with headphones connected, I just wasn't getting anywhere. So I've told it to skip that step. I'll fix it a bit later. The other thing I did skip as well, as you know, I didn't. The next step was asking me, did I want to use location services? So I said I did. I ticked the box, went to next. And the next thing it's asking me is for my name. So I'm just going to put my first name in this box here because I don't need the whole thing. So I'm just going to stick it in here.
This phone belongs to... The phone uses your name to personalize some apps.
Okay.
Edit box. Clicked.
Now I've got to turn this phone into landscape mode because the keyboard's down the bottom.
Capital X.
So...
Capital S.
I'm going to put my name in here. That'll do for now. I don't want to put anything else, so...
Edit box, Scott.
Okay.
Edit box, last.
I may as well stick my last in, I guess.
Back button, edit box, last.
All right, we'll stick my last in here, what the hell.
T, F, R, R, Y, U, U, T, T, O, I, O, K. K O P O O R E W W D S S O Rhyme O K O Rhyme Rhyme.
Here we go. So I've got that. Let's just check it.
Edit box. Scott Rutkowski.
It's in the whole box. Let me pause the recording, fix this pit up, and I'll be right back to continue on. Okay, I put in my first and last name, which took a while. Then I clicked next. It asked me, there's like a Google agreement, did I agree? I went next. And I'm now at the...
Your phone is set up and ready to use.
Okay, so we will now do this.
Finish button.
Finish.
Device unlocked. Home. Make yourself at home. You can put your favorite apps here. To see all your apps, touch the circle.
Okay.
Okay button.
I'll do okay.
Clicked. 1220. Home screen 3.
Right, the first thing I'm going to do is go to settings, and I'm going to turn off this auto orientation because it is really getting on my nerves. You've got to move the phone different ways to do things. So let me see if I can find settings here.
Analog clock.
Let's have a look.
1220.
What's this clock doing here?
Folder. Google.
I don't want that.
Play Store.
Okay.
Messaging. Phone.
Let's try go to the do it this way.
Home. Recent apps.
We'll go...
Home. Back.
No, we'll go here.
Messaging. Home. Apps.
There we go. Apps.
Apps. Choose some apps to now, add an app to your home screen.
I need... Actually, we'll go back.
Back. Back. Home. Home screen 3.
Righto. I am now going to look for settings. Stand by. So yeah, basically I just finally got into settings. I finally worked out the scroll up with two fingers gesture to move the screen up. Found the settings icon. Found accessibility. And I went and turned off the annoying auto screen rotate and adjusted a few other settings. And I've just shut the phone off now. So that pretty much concludes the setup. So as you can hear, it can be done. You just got to do it trial and error. It actually worked on the first attempt, which is very, very cool. I don't think I held my fingers on the screen long enough or in the right area or something, but it definitely worked. Absolutely fantastic. I love the Android platform. Hope you all enjoyed the unboxing and setup experience. Thank you very much. Thank you.